Welcome to Entrepreneurhood, where we break entrepreneurship down into three simple pillars: business, lifestyle, and motivation. Our goal is to use our personal experiences as industry leaders to guide and inspire young entrepreneurs to see the lesson in every challenge. Because we understand that companies don't succeed, people do. Now, welcome the leaders of Entrepreneurhood, Lakim and KB.
Welcome to the neighborhood. It's your boy KB, and I'm here with my brother Lay. Today's episode 10, and it's called Mixing Business with Pleasure. Nope, not what you think. we're going to get into the topic, but first let's start off with a quote, Lay.
Yeah, so the quote that I got is, never get so busy making a living that you forget to make a life. And that was quoted by Dolly Parton. And I think this quote really hit home when I read it, because I think as entrepreneurs, sometimes we get so caught up in our career that we sometimes forget to make time for our significant other.
Facts. I can definitely agree to that, because you're so caught up in trying to build it and realize that, you know, the people that's next to you that's supposed to be a part of your success as well.
KB, why did we choose this topic? Like, let our listeners know why we think this one was so important for our entrepreneurs out there.
I believe it's the elephant in the room. It's something that, you know, needs to be talked about, but I think nobody actually really addresses it because we really don't know all the answers. So it's like, there's really no blueprint of how to build your business and build your relationship at the same time.
Yeah, I feel like this one was a little bit hard when I was putting together our notes for this, because I'm like, I still don't got it figured out, bro. But I think I've made enough mistakes and I've made enough progress in it that we can share it and help our listeners out.
Bro, our motto is for entrepreneurs, a place where they could grow together. That's what this is about.
Yeah, this one, we definitely growing with this one.
So we're going to get into some of the problems when it comes with building your business and building your relationship. So what's number one?
Have you ever found $40 in your favorite jeans? It probably got you hype, right? Yeah, I know the feeling. That's exactly what happens when I check my DigiCount every month. In 2019, I was able to pay down $10,000 in debt without even thinking about it. Thanks to DigiApp. It's an online automated savings account where it helps you pay for your next vacation, credit card, or even just for a rainy day. And on top of that, they give you 1% of bonuses every 3 months just for saving your own money. If you need help with saving or budgeting, please click the link in our show notes for details. You get paid $5 today just for signing up with Entrepreneurhood.
So I think the number one issue that all entrepreneurs have when you have a relationship is making time for your significant other, bro.
Hands down, like, that was the easiest thing to do for us, these notes. It's writing that problem down.
I'm guilty. Like, I know for sure that this is something that I sucked at in the beginning. I'm still working on, but I've definitely made some progress in this category.
Yeah, because making time is so hard when you want to invest it into your business. It's like, how do you find that real balance? You know, a lot of entrepreneurs say, you know, you got to go hard 150%. And it's like, well, I have a girlfriend, I have a fiance, I have a wife. How do I even manage that? So we want to get into that for sure.
Yeah. What's the next one we got?
Number two. Oh, man. Spending versus investing. So basically what we mean by that is, a lot of times my significant other, I love her to death, but she wants to do date night multiple times and I'm looking to reinvest in my business. Not that I don't have it, but it's like, how do I measure how much I should use of that to, you know, go on trips, to buy nice things? And I think that's a big struggle.
Yeah, that one is very interesting. When our significant others, they hear this, they're going to be like, yo, stop trying to put my business out there. But it's something that we know other entrepreneurs are experiencing, but our significant others, they don't see it like that. They just think we're being cheap.
Number three.
Yeah, number three is just a lack of communication. We know entrepreneurs, when we get so caught up in our business, man, it's just sometimes we forget to communicate with the person we care about the most.
Yeah, bro. Like, we servicing, you know, people all day. And then when you come home, sometimes we want to digress, but we got to realize we still have to have that window open. But it's like, how do you deal with all these different emotions from, you know, being professional and then coming home and have to still put on another kind of hat? We got to touch on that one. Number four, patience.
Sheesh.
Patience is something I've been struggling with a long time, because I'm so, you know, driven. I'm so motivated. But when I feel like a person is not on the same wavelength or doesn't want it as bad as I want it, that's when I really struggle with it. I really, really, really struggle with it.
Yeah, bro. I think like patience is the toughest thing. You know, that one is, I feel like all of these are equally hard, man. Like, I keep saying that's the toughest, but they all tough. It's like, as an entrepreneur, we know what we want, and when we don't get it when we want it, or someone doesn't deliver during the time frame when we expect it, it's so easy for us to get irritated. Yeah, our listeners, they're definitely gonna like that one too.
Like I said, there's no blueprint to this. So being that we young, and for those who know, me and Lay, we both are engaged and plan to get married next year. So we got some skin in the game as far as relationships. And for me, it's been 7 years, thank God. And I don't even know a few many people that have been together 7 years. So it's like, how do you even go about these unknown problems? You know, I didn't grow up with my father, so I didn't really learn too much from a man's perspective. So I learned from my friends who've been in valuable relationships, who are going through the same thing as me. And I think it's healthy that we got to have this conversation.
Growing up, I didn't think being engaged and being married was a cool thing. Like growing up in Queens, I thought having multiple relationships at one was the way to go. But as I got more mature and I understood that, like, yo, it's best to find someone that sees your vision that you could spend the rest of your life with. And it took a whole another side of me to mature up, because that's not how I was thinking when I was like 15, 16. And like, and you know that.
Yeah, that's definitely a fact. For me, it was a little different. Like my perspective was, I knew I was going to be successful and I knew I was going to be filthy rich, but I didn't want anybody who didn't understand my struggle. So I was big on, yo, I have to find a partner, not rushing, but I want to find a partner before I really, you know, blow up. And I was like, yo, they're not going to understand and they're just going to reap the benefits and they're not going to understand my struggle. They're not going to value my success and my hard work more than anything. They're not going to value it the same way. So I think it was important to have a significant other who understood that.
Coming up, KB, did you see anybody that like was a good role model with a marriage that made you feel like you could accomplish that?
I mean, Bill Cosby.
Oh, damn.
And so we found out, you know, your Uncle Phil, like these fictional characters, they has, you know, some great qualities. There's no perfect marriage. Everybody has a story. You know, as far as like immediate family, nah, a lot of people, everyone, you know, had a divorce. And seeing that, it's like, I don't want that because I've seen the negative effects of that. But like, you know, my grandfather, you know, he was on both sides. They was, you know, been together for, you know, many years. But, you know, there's other stipulation with that. So it's like, I didn't have a great example, but it's just like, I just had to find my own way and, you know, trial and error a lot of things.
Yeah. And I feel like that's one of the big things that I think a lot of young entrepreneurs we experience. And the reason I asked that was because I had a good example with my parents. They were married for over 20 years. And then in my 20s, they got a divorce. And then I was like, damn, like to see a marriage last for 20 plus years and it ends in separation, that just made me more hesitant because I've already always been hesitant on long-term commitment. I could commit to business easily. But when it came to like committing to someone else for me to open up and trust, that was the most difficult thing for me.
Bro, it's so hard to put your trust into someone else and to show your vulnerable sides. I definitely understand it. And I'm pretty sure a lot of our listeners understand that as well. But it's like, if we take the approach, how we take the approach for our business, I think we will have more healthy relationships.
Yeah. And I think as an entrepreneur, that's what I'm starting to realize. It's like, all right, if I put the same level of effort into my business as I do my relationship, I'm going to be happy on both sides. And that's what I'm working on and I'm getting better at. And that's why we chose to talk about this, because we feel like other entrepreneurs, they probably are thinking like, nah, man, forget a relationship. I'm trying to get rich. And, and you know, I was talking to one of my employees today and he was like, yeah, man, I'm 23 or I'm 24 and I don't got no time for no chick right now. Like I'm trying to get the bag. And I'm like, I love the mindset, but I want entrepreneurs to know that you could have two. You could have the bag and have a good partner.
Yeah, and it's the essence of being an entrepreneur, be able to do more than one thing. So that's why I never try to be closed-minded to people. It's like, yo, you can have a successful business and relationship. You could go hard at both. It's all about finding that balance and the person that you with, because the person that you with can be your rise or fall in your business. That's very essential. And that's why I'm like, yo, if you're going to really pick a partner, you're not going to know until, you know, it happens, but you got to be willing to grow with that person, because how you are now is not how you're going to be in 5 years.
How did you know Sha was the partner for you?
When I basically lost myself and lost everything. For example, I used to do certain things for her, like, you know, buy certain things, and she never asked. And that was one thing I love about her. She just, you know, was satisfied, grateful for whatever I can do. So from, you know, going to Splint peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and now we could go out on dates, you know, using Groupon. You know, now we could get two instead of sharing one thing.
Yeah. You
know, things were getting better, and then things took a hit. And now, you know, we couldn't go out. Now we got Netflix dates, and playing Uno in the house was, you know, something to do.
Yo, so, I play Uno in the crib too, bro.
So just seeing that, like, she's not with me for what I have or what I give to her. And the main thing she really wants from me is time. And that's where, you know, I was like, yo, this is the girl I want to spend the rest of my life with. I was like, yo, this is the one. This is what I've been waiting on. And I'm glad I had that fall in the beginning, because we ball out, you know, entrepreneurhood, go across the world, we make millions of dollars, and we take a hit. They never really experienced that. They're not going to be able to accept it.
Yeah, like, I feel like for me, with Tiana, when I knew that she was the one, was like in the beginning stages of my career getting into sales. So I remember when I got my first apartment, bro, and I literally didn't have a bed. Like, I had an air mattress, and I was like, look, I know I just got my first apartment. I don't got a bed yet. I got an air mattress. And she was like, I don't care. Like, I'll still come out and hang out with you, because I know you're not going to not have furniture forever. So I was slightly embarrassed at first. I was like, man, I don't want no one to come over to my crib, especially a girl that I got a crush on, for her to see that I'm sleeping on an air mattress. She saw right through that. And she was like, look, I don't care what you have. I don't care what you're going to accumulate. I just like you for you. And I was like, yo, this is real.
Yeah, that's the best part about it. And you actually was doing better than me, I kind of think, because I had a twin bed we used to share. So I think an air mattress is probably a little bit better than mine.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds good, but then, like, when the air mattress is losing air, it's like you sleeping on the floor, bro. So,
like, now let's get into the problems, because these are some problems that, even though we have many years in the game, we still trying to figure out, and we still trying to perfect it and do the fine tuning. So the first one is making time for your significant other. All right, like, how did you go about making time? What did you do before, and what do you do now?
So this one is interesting. So what I did before was I didn't make time. Like, I'll be very honest. I didn't make time. And this is another reason why I love Tiana to death, bro, is because I literally broke it down to her like this. I was like, look, I'm about to move to Indianapolis, and I'm going to be starting a company. And I'm probably going to spend more time working than I will have time to spend with you. Are you cool with that? And then she was like, no, but I love you. I love you, so I'm going to accept whatever you give me. And I was really blown away by that response, because I wasn't expecting that. I was expecting her to say, like, are you crazy? Like, you going to put me on the back burner? Like, over your little business?
And she wasn't making crazy money then either.
Crazy money. I wasn't making any money. Like, the first 6 months, I went in the negative. So that was bold, because in the beginning, I really felt like a hamster on a treadmill, bro. Like, I was going. I was working 7 days a week, 13 hours a day. Like, actually, no, 16 hours a day. And I wasn't seeing any results. And for me to tell her, like, yeah, I'm working. She's like, where's the results? Like, what are you really doing?
You're just busy. Yo, that's so important that she actually took that role. That's bigger than D-Wade taking a back seat for LeBron. Like, that was a big role to, you know, to trust you on that journey and say, nah, I'm coming with you, because I just want to be with you. I know you're going to be successful in the same time. Because if she knew you was going to be, you know, broke or loser, she probably wouldn't have took that trip cross country.
Yeah, bro. And like that's kind of what I was thinking, because again, I didn't know I was going to be successful. I told myself I was going to be successful and I envisioned it, but no one knew. So for her to be like, I'm going to take my leap of faith, I'm going to leave my family in Philadelphia and I'm going to move to Indianapolis, I thought that was just blind faith. And that's what I wanted. And she met that.
Yo, that's dope, bro. That's a romantic story. And now, you know, you the man over there, you got your own company and y'all still rocking.
Yeah. So what about you?
For me, making time, I used to, you know, just say, you know, I'm doing this for us, but, you know, I'm not basically spending time with you. And that's something I'm still working on. So in the beginning, it was cool because she wasn't working as much and she was always with me. And then when I started working in the shop more, we started separating because she was doing her thing, I was doing my thing. But I didn't take time off to plan stuff. Cause the only time we really see each other was time to eat, time to go to sleep. And that's pretty much it. I forgot how to date. And that's when, you know, we start getting to unnecessary arguments. And it's like, why are we getting these arguments? It is because we're really not spending time with each other. You're just like a person I live with. You know what I'm saying? You're a roommate. And once I started taking initiative in making time and actually planning stuff out, because I'm a good planner. I'm a great-ass planner. I gave her, you know, the proposal of her dreams by, you know, renting out a movie theater, inviting everybody out. I can do it. It's just that I have to put it in my conscience to do that all the time. I didn't want to be the extremist. I didn't want to be, you know, the successful guy working 80 hours, 90 hours a week and only spending 10 with his family.
That was kind of me. I was like, yo, I'm just working. And it's funny, bro. I can't believe you just said, you know, y'all was like roommates, because like, I feel like every entrepreneur that's starting off, that's kind of how they probably feel. It's like, you building something with your significant other. Yeah, y'all live in the same crib, but like y'all barely get a chance to talk. And that's one of the things that entrepreneurs, we struggle with. So for me, with making time, I had to start understanding, you know, I need to set out a day or two for us to get that quality time. During the solutions, I'm gonna talk more about it, but I just know it was really, really tough, man, because in my head, I was like, if I spend too much time with my fiance, my girlfriend at the time, my business is gonna do bad. And that wasn't really the problem. It was like you said, it was the opposite of like, I just sucked at planning.
Yeah. Because if you can run a company, there's chances are that you can run a relationship if you really put the effort in.
Yeah. And I think the problem probably for me was that I didn't view them as equal. I viewed my business as more valuable than I did as my relationship. As I'm learning, it's like you could actually really balance out both if you want to. It's just most people don't want to. So we tell ourselves we can't do it.
It's like anything else. If you don't really vision it, then, you know, it probably would never would happen. Number two, spending versus investing. Oh, man. This problem we had in the beginning. Well, we didn't have this problem because I didn't have no money. But as time getting on, you know, making a little change, you know, it was a problem. It was an issue. It was an uncomfortable conversation that we needed to have because we had to see how each of us viewed finances. And we had to go back into how was you raised? Like, what did you do? What was your first savings account? Or did you have one? Did you ever have a debit card? How's your credit? Like, we had to have those conversations early on. And I feel like that's very important because how somebody spends money and how they make their decisions can change how you treat them.
Yeah, and I think like our significant others, they're a reflection of us. So if they're bad with money, and we make the money, that money's gonna be gone, you know? And not saying that they don't make money, because they still have their own lane that they excel in, but it's like, they don't think like entrepreneurs to the level that we do. So I feel like for me with Tiana, I would take my employees out to dinner, or I'll take them out to breakfast to build that relationship, because it's a part of my culture, building strong relationships. So anytime I would take my employee to breakfast, she'd be like, if you don't bring me back no breakfast, or if we don't go for breakfast tomorrow, I'm gonna slap you. And I'm like, whoa. Like, you gotta understand, like, there's a reason why I'm spending this money. I don't wanna spend this money, but it's for us. And I feel like
it's an investment.
Exactly. Our fiancés, they hate that term that we keep saying, it's for us. And it's like, but I ain't seen nothing.
Yo, it's so funny you said that because I have a similar situation now I think about it. So being at Team KB, I train only women and I create, you know, merch, Team KB merch, Team KB apparel. Coming soon, new ones coming soon. But when I create merch, I do my numbers. Like I do my cost, I do my retail price. I figure out how many I'm going to order. So when it came down to it, I'm like, all right, I'm going to order, you know, 10 hoodies. See if I can get these off first. If people feeling it, I'm going to order some more. So I'm doing the math. I'm doing the numbers. I get the hoodies. They came out fire. I'm like, damn, I probably should have got more. So I'm mapping it out, and I just see a sad face next to me. Shaw's looking like, where's mine? I'm like, where's yours? I'm like, this is for us. I need to sell this, and then you get money on the re-up. Yo, she didn't like that the first time. And then I started to realize, I'm like, listen, I figure it just makes sense to give her her own shirts because people love her. So when it came down to it, she could sell too. So I made it my business to every time I order, make sure I put things to her side and let her do her thing. And, you know, she could be happy and I could be happy.
See, that's a smart move. That's how you mesh the two instead of trying to make them different. Because I think our fiancés, they have a hard time seeing it because all they see is the money going out. So then when we say we don't have the money to go on a luxurious date night, they'd be like, but I just seen you spend $400 for sweaters. Like, why can't we go, you know, why can't we have a nice dinner? And it's like, nah, like I spent that money for us. So like, let's give it some time. Let's like let this money build and whatever we get back, then we good, baby.
Yeah, bro. I had to mix the orders, get her orders so I could mix business with pleasure.
I think the other thing too, like with that topic is, I don't know if you've experienced this. There's been times where, you know, me and Tiana, we go on a date night and I know I've been working a lot. So let's go on a date night and I spend maybe, I don't know, $150 or $200 on a date night. Like,
that's a good
date. Yeah. I was like, let's make it a good one, you know? And then at the end of that, she'd be like, oh yeah, now I need another $200 for groceries. And I'm like, come on, hold on. Like, if you know you needed money for groceries, why are you going to make me spend $200 on that date? I could have took us to Applebee's.
Because she said, it's for us.
Like, yo, that always irritated me. Like, sometimes, I don't know if you ever do this, like, sometimes you catch yourself working like crazy, and then you know you have to make up for the time that you spent working, so you got to do something nice. You ever caught yourself in that situation?
All the time, man. I'm like, yo, I've been on the phone for 10 hours straight. All right, I got to do something better than those 10 hours I spent on the phone to make Naha feel alone.
Yep, I'm telling you. And that's a big thing that I know as entrepreneurs, we catch ourselves in that trap of we go, go, go. And then we catch ourselves in the middle of the process and it's like, nah, I got to make up for this. And we got to do something real nice for them.
Number three, lack of communication. All right. Growing up, I was mute for a couple years. So like I mastered ignoring and suppressing my feelings. So when it came to me being in a relationship, she wanted to be petty most of the time. I'm like, okay, cool. Like it was nothing to me. And I realized, I'm like, yo, that is a lead into the road of destruction. And it made me realize, like, one, I have to mature, and two, I have to settle with different things in my past. Because any relationship, you know, you need, you know, healthy communication. That's one of the pillars. And that is what showed me, like, yeah, you got to grow up, man. Treat this like your business. You're not just going to cut off your clients because they start eating McDonald's. Like, you would talk to them. So I had to really, you know, look at how I treat my business and also see, you know, I have to make these same sacrifices for my relationship.
When you say that, that made me think of this. It's like, as entrepreneurs, we talk so much during the day that when we come home, I just don't want to talk to my fiance. Like, it's like, I've just spent 10 plus hours talking to customers, talking to employees. And it's like, when I come home, I just want to shut down. But like you said, that's the wrong approach because our fiancés, they don't care that we just spent 10 hours talking to people. What they care about is how much time are we going to spend with them to hear about their day, you know, and to make them feel good. I think entrepreneurs, we struggle with that.
Yeah. One thing I did do, like how I approach my business, if I need to figure out something, I always go to YouTube, I always go to Google and do research. So once I started researching like relationship tips from my favorite, you know, philosophers and motivational speakers, I found, you know, some good videos and good content that's out there if you search for it. So one of the things I learned from this guy called Brandon Burchard is the 20-minute rule, where as soon as you come home, you're tired, you've been working all day, you talk to all these different employees, talk to these clients, you're hungry, all these different things. But make sure you give her the first 20 minutes as soon as you get in the house. Let her say everything she wants to say, you know, to you about stuff that you don't care about. And just listen. And just listen. Don't even say anything. Just listen, because that's all she really wants you to do. And when I did that the first time, after 5 minutes, I failed. It took me a few months, almost a few years, to really be comfortable with it and really understand, like, yo, this is women. They actually say, I forgot the stat, but they probably say 10 times more words than us. No, I'm lying. They probably say 1,000 more times words than us throughout a day.
Oh, gosh.
So it's a different type of communication level.
Yeah, and that's funny you say that, because sometimes when I come home, I just be beat and I'm like, man, I gotta make time. And I don't know if you ever catch yourself like just allowing your fiance to talk, and then here's the best response. Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you know that you're really not listening, but you just giving them a response to acknowledge it. So it's funny, bro. In sales, there's a term called AIR, right? And the term AIR stands for acknowledge, ignore, and resume. And I feel like I catch myself doing that with my fiance. It's like when she's telling me a story after I just came home from a long day, I acknowledge it with mm-hmm. I ignore it, and then I just continue like just nodding my head. I'm really grateful for her though, bro, because I think for me, if she wasn't a better communicator in my personal life, I wouldn't be in a relationship, because, bro, I'm a great communicator on the surface, but in my personal life, I suck.
That's real for you to say that. And that's important for you to address that and know that it's something that you need to work on and not just giving it, that's just how I am approach. And I think that as men, we have to take some rap for the things that we do, because we're just so caught up in like, we got to provide. But we also got to provide, you know, with love and understanding as well, not just finances. But the AIR method, that's really mixing business with pleasure for sure. But try that at your own risk.
Yeah, man. If an entrepreneur, if you only use that right, and your fiance or your significant other hear this part of the episode, you might get slapped. So use that at your own risk.
Number four is patience. Patience is one of the problems I struggle with a lot, just within myself. So it's even harder with somebody else. And I wish I could buy patience if it was available. Because everything I usually do is always like a fast-paced environment where, you know, I'm trying to train somebody, but I'm trying to get them the most optimal results in a certain time frame. If I'm doing real estate, I'm trying to buy you the best house, save you the most money, and I'm trying to do it in the fastest time. So I just always in high-paced environments, and that's just how it's always been, competition and being from New York. That's just how it's been, you know, get up and get it. When it comes to transitioning to a relationship, it's the exact opposite. And that's the hardest part for me, because, yo, it's not on your time. It's the it's on your time together. And you got to realize people grow at different stages when you're in a relationship. And I think that was the hardest thing for me to swallow.
With patience, that's something the majority of entrepreneurs struggle with, because it's like, as an entrepreneur, we're our own boss. So if we want something, we get it. Or like, that's how we like to think, at least. When your significant other, they don't like meet your demand in the time frame you want, it's, again, it's so easy to get irritated. So I think for me and my fiance, I'm learning I have to give her enough time to adjust to different things that I need, because it's not going to happen as quickly as I want.
For me, I lost my patience when it came to her understanding like finances and how it works and how she should work on being a better saver and, you know, saving for a rainy day. And that was one of the things I lost patience with, but I realized she was never taught it. So it's like, there's a reason why we together. It's like a puzzle piece. You might be mad about what a person is lacking, but that might be your strength. So that makes sense why you guys can, you know, feed off each other. And that was one of the things I learned about patience. Like, I excel in finance because I didn't have, and I learned how to be strategic. That was one of her weaknesses. But when it came to like being intimate, that's something, one of my weaknesses, but she excelled on that. So it's like a push-pull factor, but patience is definitely, you know, essential.
Yeah, I think for me, it's probably starting a family. That's a big thing that like I had to really make her understand of why it takes time for us to get there, you know, because I feel like every female to a certain extent want to have a family. And for me personally, I've seen what it's like to have kids without being prepared, or I've seen what it's like to have a family and not be able to provide for them financially. So I think for me, it was just kind of making her understand that, yeah, her and I were going to build a family together, but like, let's get a little bit more established in our careers before we build that level of our life, because I'm not ready for it. And I wasn't ready for it at that time. I'm starting to get closer, but it was just like, baby, pump the brakes, because like we gotta build some more equity in our situation before we get there.
Yo, that's definitely true, bro, because like Sha, she has a problem. She has baby fever every time she sees a baby, a cute baby on Instagram. So I'm like, they're cute, but they're expensive.
Bro, they always forget that part of the picture. It's like, yeah, they're the cutest thing out there, but bro, that costs money.
Yes. And they can't work. That's a good point of view that I'm pretty sure a lot of other people had too, far as in we want a family, but we don't want it, you know, prematurely. Because they say, well, you never know when you're ready. But you know when your account is ready. You got an idea before you get a car if your account is ready. And you got an idea of a kid, you know, you could average it out, how much you're going to spend. And if you're in a good situation to even do that. But I think that conversation is important. But on the other end, to be devil's advocate, they're looking at the biological clock.
Yeah, that's all she keeps talking about, because she's like, I'm about to turn 27. I'm going to be old. And to me, you know, I'm like, we young. Like, we young as hell. But, you know, from a female perspective, that's so true, bro.
It's just a conversation that, you know, you guys need to have. And I think that's the most important part that we want to get to our listeners. Like, we don't know the answers, but we know the problems that occur. But it's important just to have that conversation with your significant other.
Yeah, and I feel like when it came to, like, looking at the solutions, my number one thing was, I don't have the solutions yet. Like, like, I'm not going to pretend that I do. However, me being engaged and still running a business, if someone had told me that when I was, like, 18, I'm like, yeah, probably when I'm, like, 35, 40, that's when, like, I'm going to be engaged or whatever. Because I don't know. For me, marriage was just so far-fetched, because I have not seen a lot of great examples of marriages that work out. Like Tiana and I, we talk about it all the time. She said everyone in her family is like single or have never been married. So for her, marriage is probably her number one priority in her life, because she wants to break the family curse of not having a successful marriage. And I respect that about her.
That's very interesting that you guys have these different perspectives, and somehow, some way, you're still making it work. Because, you know, being that you didn't see examples and you still want to pursue it, she didn't see examples, but, you know, that's one of the main things she wants to achieve. Seeing that is the best part about it, knowing that you could grow with a person. Because if you have initial thoughts that you never thought about, like, for example, Sha, she never thought about somebody asking her to marry her, because, you know, everybody before me wasn't good. You know, they didn't set the bar high, so I had to come out and show out. But she just never thought about it. So when I actually got engaged, I was kind of a little tight that she wasn't crying. But she was just saying, like, yo, I never had that emotion before. I didn't even know how to explain it. And I had to, you know, understand, you know, her perspective on it, because the people that, you know, she dealt with before, past relationship, she didn't see herself marrying them. She probably seen herself having a kid by them, but not nobody say that's her husband. So it's important to know, you know, those different perspectives and know how people used to see it before they actually met you, and then how by them, you know, being together with that person, you know, it changes your mindset.
I've learned to understand her perspective more. for me, marriage is very scary, man, because when I get married, I want to do it once. So I want to do it right. And we can't predict that, you know, like we only could prepare ourselves. And one of the things that I like that you've always talked about is like you read relationship books. And I'm like, not relationship books, you read up like relationships blogs or you watch relationship videos. And I'm like, I've never thought of that because I've never thought to like train my mind to like build that skill. Like I read like business blogs, but never relationship stuff. So when I heard you start saying you were doing that, I was like, damn, maybe I should look into that too.
Yeah, bro. This is exactly why, you know, we doing this episode to see how we can mix business with pleasure in a way where we can go hard with our businesses, just like our relationships. That's the best part about this. But let me give a major disclaimer alert. We are not relationship coaches. For me personally, I don't have no degrees at all. So listen to at your own risk. But the thing I do have is experience. So, you know, being in a relationship for 7 years, it has been many ups and downs. Because people see us on Instagram and they just be falling in love. Like, oh, I love you guys. I want to be at the wedding. All these different things. Not knowing, we probably had an argument before we took that picture. So it's not that we fake anything. It's just that, you know, we go through stuff and we both are entrepreneurs. So it's different things where we struggle with our own business. And also we struggle with, you know, doing our business together. So I think that's important to realize is that we learn at different paces.
I'm very intrigued to see what our listeners are going to think. And if anyone has ever like considered like reading a relationship book or reading like different things to further your relationship, because until I seen you do that, bro, I'm telling you, like, I'm like, why would you do that? Would you say you were doing it because you were just trying to teach yourself since you didn't have the examples you wanted to see?
Definitely. Like the examples I saw wasn't the examples that I wanted for myself. So I'm like, when it comes to business, if it's something I can't figure out, you know, I try to research it. And by me researching about, you know, different relationship videos and different techniques of communication, it helped a lot. And it gave me another perspective how to be a businessman and also how to be, you know, a husband at the same time, even though I'm not an official husband yet, but that's where I want to go. Right now, we're not millionaires yet, but we read about, you know, millionaire books.
True.
So I just gave the same type of approach. I just learn along the way and I try to, you know, practice things, implement things. And praying is a big thing for me. I mean, regardless of whatever your belief is, I believe praying actually helps because it's mental and it's spiritual when you're dealing with someone else.
I think our listeners, they definitely going to take something away from that. So what are some of the solutions that you got, man? Because for me, I was drawing a blank. I was like, like, I don't got no solutions, but I'm going to help people prevent some fires.
All right. So this is what I learned over the years. Number one, be the biggest loser. And it's such an oxymoron to being an entrepreneur because we want to win. We want wins over and over. We want big wins. But what I learned is that the biggest loser is a person who wins ultimately because every fight is not a good fight. And everything comes down to two choices. This is one of my friends, my boy Bliss. He told me this. He said, you can either win or you could be right. It's up to you. And when he told me that, it kind of hit me like, I like being right, though. But I should take this L because, you know, it's one of those things where it's not worth it. Let's make peace. I like peace. I like joy. I like having a good vibe. I don't like arguing in the street. I don't like going back and forth, not talking to each other. It doesn't help.
And when you say that, it makes me think of a saying that I tell my sales employees. I tell them that if you win an argument with a customer, you lose a sale. Because like that's really what it comes down to. So like I like that, you know, you said being the biggest loser.
Yeah, be the biggest loser.
That one's a different perspective. I never thought of that. What's the next one you got?
Do a self-check. So get to the root of the things that you do. Ask yourself, why do you do what you do? And where does this thought process come from? Because a lot of times we have these different ideas and narratives in our head. It essentially didn't come from us, but it came from the environment that we came from. So the way your father treats women, the way your uncle treats women or your grandfather's relationship, it's not going to be how your relationship is. Like, literally, my grandfather and my grandmother have been together about 50 plus years. And he come home, his food is on the table. The dog got his food out on the table. And my grandmother just waiting for him. And it's like, that's not, you know, realistic anymore to think that's how, you know, marriage is supposed to be. That works for them, but I know that's not going to work for us.
True. That does sound pretty good, though. Like, coming home with the food on the table, like, every day. And just, yeah. But, no, I get what you say, though. I get what you say. So, one of the things that just came to my mind is the one solution that, you know, me and Tiana, we've done to improve our relationship and to, you know, mix business and pleasure is I journal all the time, right? I journal my weekly goals, my weekly recap. And she was like, how about we get a marriage journal? And I'm like, nah, I ain't doing that. Like, I'm not about to write down my thoughts about my relationship. And then she was like, no, like, if you're willing to do that for your business, you should be willing to do that for your relationship. We want to be married, right? And I was like, yeah. And then she's like, hey, you want to be together forever, right? And I was like,
yeah.
So she was like, then we got to do this weekly journal. So now every week, after I do my journal for my business, she's like, all right, now it's time to do our marriage journal. And we're just preparing for the marriage and just trying to make sure that, you know, we make this thing last forever.
Wait, so what do you guys write in the marriage journal? Like, what do you guys put down?
So some of the things that is in there is like, what made me mad this week that she did and stuff like that. And then like another thing is, what do I want her to do more of this week? So it's just like different things like that. And at first I was against it, but I'm not going to lie. Every time we do the journal, I feel like we understand each other more. We've been doing it for a few weeks and it's been working.
I like that. That sounds like something off of Pinterest.
I'm sure that's probably where she found it. I got no doubt in that.
I like that. See, Sha, she be writing a lot, so I don't know if I'm going to read everything, but I'm going to bring up that concept. I like that.
And then, bro, and then the best way to do it, too, is when it comes to the marriage journal, I don't do no writing because I'm, like, I'm slightly, like, against it, but I know it's valuable for our relationship. So what it is Tiana, she'll bring out the journal, and we share one journal. So it's one journal that we use together. And then she just writes everything. She'd be like, all right, what did you hate that I did this week? Or what did you not like? She'll write down my response and then she'll write down her response. Because is this another thing for me to think about that I don't want to do? But we do it together as a team.
We all growing together here, entrepreneurhood. And number three is have relationship goals. Just like your business, like write down your quarterly goals that you want to achieve in your relationship.
Wow.
For example, for me, one of my goals, and I told her, I said, yo, I want to be able to take you on a bay vacation. And, you know, you see on Instagram, like, oh, I want to go on a vacation, whatever. But I wanted to actually be able to be in a position where I can pay for everything. Not just because it's like my ego. It's like, yo, I want to show my true success to myself that I'm able to do that. And it took me a few years to actually do it, but, you know, I got it done. So the vacation happened, you know, we went to St. Lucia for her birthday and, you know, it was a beautiful island, all inclusive, on the yachts, having the best time. We had a little bit of arguments here and there, but it's still...
on the vacation.
On the vacation. But it still was a blessing, like, yo, I was able to do this and not worry about finances. Even especially when I was out there or even when I get back. And that was one of my relationship goals that I had for, you know, for us and I told her about. And even though it hit, you know, a couple years later, you know, it happened. And now it's like, yo, I have bigger goals for us.
Again, you know, I keep talking about this marriage journal that we're doing, but I think that's another thing that it has in there is it has relationship goals. And I think we have to write down our relationship core values. And I'm like, it's so weird that the relationship, you could treat it like a business. And that's the definition of mixing business with pleasure.
And then number four is still pending and we're still trying to figure that out.
Yeah, bro. So like one of my last takeaways that I want to give our listeners and then you can wrap us up. I found a quote. It's like a combination of what I heard Diddy say one time. It was his song. What was the song called? Coming Home. I'll combine that with some of my thoughts. So here's what I wrote down. Remember, as entrepreneurs, we wear many hats, and sometimes we neglect the one that's the most important, and that's taking care of our significant other. And I said, a house is not a home if your loved ones is gone. So we got to make sure as entrepreneurs that we take care of our business, but most importantly, we take care of our significant other. Because if you have a super successful business, but you have no one to share it with that's actually there for you, then it's like, is it really worth it?
Yeah, what's the point? And what are you really doing it for? And that's similar to exactly what I wrote down. Like, my takeaway is, all in all, to our fellow entrepreneurs, we know you've been grinding day in and day out. Like, we respect that. That's what entrepreneurhood is about. We all want to create generational wealth for our families and build a legacy. However, don't forget to create generational memories too. In the end, your true success is measured by the people closest to you. Don't be a legend to the world and be a failure to your family. Entrepreneurhood.
Anyone can start, but only champions finish. Now that you've completed this episode, you're ready to continue your journey by connecting directly with our hosts of Entrepreneurhood. Follow us on Instagram at The Entrepreneurhood to stay updated with the community. For each episode, the first set of listeners to tag us on Instagram and leave a 5-star review will be entered into a drawing to get a free 1-on-1 coaching session on the topic of entrepreneurship with our hosts. Remember, there is no shame in struggling, because we fail, we grow, and we win. Right here on Entrepreneurhood.